Track 6, now we have our regular talk of the county from Rowan Mantell, who is taking advice from a five-year-old.
Sometimes it's good to have a bit of feedback, mainly when it's positive. Well, pretty much only if it's positive. This may come as a surprise to friends and family because regular light moaning, interspersed with occasional raging, mainly to people who I know will agree with me and are equally unlikely to do anything about it, is a favourite pastime. I might be quick to have views on how other people should go about their lives, but I am considerably less interested in knowing their thoughts on what I should be doing. However, when my five-year-old granddaughter was describing the excitement of choosing a magazine to buy with her first ever pocket money, I sensed an opportunity. She has opinions on many things and is therefore good at feedback. I have previously mentioned the family famous time she zipped around a small gathering, awarding compliments for favoured attributes from blonde hair to sparkly nail varnish, but was so stumped by Grandad not wearing anything bright pink or glittery that day that she announced she couldn't think of anything she liked about him. She has matured since then, after some training in the art of finding positives in personality and actions as well as fashion and hairstyle, so I decided to ask my impromptu focus group of one, what makes a good magazine? True, Norfolk Magazine is not pitched to exactly the same market as the Beano sample cover line Minxing on Ice, but National Geographic Kids promised How to Babysit Giraffes and Five Famous Pharaohs, both of which I'd very much like to read and am even more eager to write. So, how does Charlotte choose which magazine to buy? What are her favourite parts of each issue? And is there anything we could learn for Norfolk Magazine? It turns out that we haven't the first idea about how to make a magazine. What present is on the front? Was her first question. I started talking about the beautiful picture, chosen each month to showcase the beauty of Norfolk, and the tempting signposts of what might be inside, the fascinating people and places, the walks and recipes. She was horrified. No plastic toy, pot of slime, keyring or mini animal figure? We did better with the pictures inside, although she suggests that they should not all be coloured in already. Even grown-ups like colouring in, she pointed out, correctly. The crossword met with even more enthusiasm, until she learned that it was not about filling the grid with crosswords. She had suggestions, obviously, but I'm a massive fan of the crossword, just as it is. The month when I was actually a clue, fellow to inform Rowan, seven letters, was both a career high and the perfect riposte to anyone calling me clueless. Charlotte is also a fan of magazine puzzles and excellent at following instructions. Directed to draw the hands of a clock, she drew a lovely pair of hands, complete with the appropriate number of fingers and thumbs. But is it thumbs up or down for Norfolk Magazine? It's really amazing, Grandma, she said. I may have slightly cheated by showing her the issue featuring miniature horse-in-house Shetland therapy confetti pony and charity fundraiser Jack Brock.